Ian Hutchinson with Richard Zokel, founder of MindLink Golf, with our Rub of the Mind podcast. Dick, look at that, the schedule. You know, you hear a lot of debate about the fall's schedule.
Yeah.
You know, should it be, should they have a break or should they not? You know, I mean, I hear two different sides of it. I mean, obviously, you know, they go from the President's Cup right into the fall schedule. You know, it seems like there's no off season at all. But on the other hand, I mean, if you look at people like Nick Taylor, for example, you know, Mackenzie Hughes last year, two Canadians who actually set their career off in a good direction in the fall schedule. So there's pluses and minuses on both sides, aren't there?
Absolutely. You know, when the discussion comes up whether they should have the wraparound season or have a break, the answer is yes. Yes to both. And I think that we can. We only need to look at Mackenzie Hughes and Nick Taylor and Pat Perez to prove that there's opportunities. And first of all, there's opportunities with these golf tournaments.
Right.
If there was a break, someone around the world would be plugging in a golf tournament. And these events make a lot of money for local charities, so they're very important. And
right.
As long as there's a demand, which was shown that there's a huge demand to play in these events, the bigger name guys can take time off, all the time off that they want.
Yeah.
But then it also allows those who are climbing back onto the PGA Tour or back on or initially on for the first time, it gives them opportunity to get a footing. And I think it's really important. And we got a Cinderella story with Pat Perez.
Well, you know, you bring up that's an interesting point that you bring up there with Pat Perez, because I mean this wild child of the PGA Tour, and you know, a guy who never apologizes for who he is. You know, a year ago we pretty much thought the guy was pretty much at the end of the road, didn't we?
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, in the past 12 months, you know, we can go straight to the bottom line. And you know, he's won, you know, $5.6 million, two tournaments in his last 27. But I think we got to take a look, you know, let's go 18 months prior when he had problems with his shoulder. He was 39 years old, kind of a journeyman player out there, probably moving towards the end of his line, he had a torn labrum in his shoulder, needed
right.
surgery. Callaway is put the X right through him, and he didn't know if he's coming back
right
after surgery. That's a big question mark. And then, you know, he gets the start in the CIMB tournament last year, and then he plays well in the other wraparound events, then wins Mayakoba, then had a hell of a good year on the PGA Tour, making the top 30, and then swings back around, and with this open schedule or the wraparound season with the big boys being gone, he plucks off another big win. So, you know, he has really turned around his career, and it starts with that mindset, Hutch.
Yeah, well, you know, and like I said, I mean, you know, he's a guy who doesn't apologize for being Pat Perez, and Pat Perez is not your stereotypical PGA Tour player, is he?
Absolutely not. And I recall playing with Pat when I was making my return back to the PGA Tour in 2001 on the Web.com Tour.
Right.
You know, I was paired with him in for a couple of rounds, and you know, he was a young, you know, his emotional containment had not yet matured. In fact, he had a volcanic type of reaction, and he was a little loose with his mouth. And I remember after the first round of the Albertson Boys is open, I pulled him aside and I had to speak with him rather harshly about how his language was around. I mean, it didn't
right.
matter how he spoke amongst the players, but
sure.
it was very important that that the crowds didn't hear it. And you know, and Pat's a free spirit, and you gotta love now. And we all know that his lack of emotional containment cost him a lot of tournaments during his earlier days.
Right.
And now that he's won twice in the past 27 tournaments he's played in, you got to love his approach. And basically, I'm going to quote what he said. He said, "I'm such a different person than I was 17 years ago or even 5 years ago. I'm learning how to play and learning how to play my own game."
Right.
You know, that's the sound. Those are words of a mature player. And then he went on, in addition to that, saying, "It's been an amazing 12 months. And it's been a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, and it's coming together. I don't get ahead of myself, and I don't look in the past. And then, more importantly, he says this, I'm still not going to work out for myself, and I have a bad diet. I've got a group of friends and I'm not going to change anything. So it really is redundant on his free spirit.
Yeah.
And I think that's a turn of event, a turn of his mindset. And, you know, we at MindLink Golf, right on our website, we talk about that, how important that success in golf depends less on strength of body
right. And
more on strength of mind and character. Now, that's a quote from Arnold Palmer, okay. And this is what Pat Perez means, that he's still not going to work out. He's of the awareness that just because you're fit, that doesn't make golf balls go in the hole.
Sure.
Your mindset makes golf balls go in the hole. So there's a lot of truth to his free-spirited nature.
Yeah. Well, when you talk about fitness, I mean, really, you're talking about really endurance, aren't you? I mean, as far as advantages on the golf course goes, you know, you're really just talking about endurance, aren't you? Maybe a little bit of strength off the tee, but really, I mean, you're not, you know, strength to me isn't really a deciding factor in golf, is it?
Well, I mean, everyone with common sense understands that fitness is very important.
Sure.
It's important for your longevity.
Sure.
It's important to have stamina day in, day out. It has a positive effect to performance if you want to increase your ability to perform.
Right.
But it does not have anything to do with if you have a 5-foot putt to win the U.S. Open, and you know, if you're physically fit, it's not going to make that ball go in the hole.
Right.
What's going to make that ball go in the hole are the thoughts in your mind and how you're able to handle that pressure to maintain your calmness and then assess properly and then execute properly. So in the compartmentalization of each of these things, yes, fitness is important.
Sure.
But the mindset and where how you activate your thoughts is in direct relation to your performance in winning or losing.
And we've talked about guys in the past, you know, I mean, I'm thinking of guys like Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, you know, when they were having their struggles. I mean, you know, they've since come around, but, you know, back when they were having their struggles, I mean, they were both fit guys, you know, but they were still having their struggles as far as the mind goes, weren't they?
Sure, and keep in mind that it's you know, we're certainly not denigrating any form of physical fitness.
No, not at all.
But we're bringing the awareness that fitness doesn't make balls go into the hole and
right. Win
tournaments.
Right.
But you know, physical fitness will have an effect and a positive effect on people. That those who let's create an example where someone is fatiguing in the last few holes because
exactly.
They've been playing on the road for about 6 weeks. If they were a little more physically fit, then they may be able to complete and win the tournament because
right.
of their fitness level is at a higher level than it normally would be. So there are examples, but the point of it is that Pat Perez is found a solution to win, and he doesn't have to go to the gym. He can still eat the In-N-Out burgers and drink a little too much alcohol, perhaps, and enjoy. But his free spirit in itself gives him freedom to play, and I think that's what we're tapping into. So, you know, obviously our recommendation is to go to the gym, is to be physically fit.
Sure.
But more importantly, is to be mentally fit.
Well, you know, I mean, that what he said about, you know, not getting too far ahead of himself, not living in the past. God, that's really that could almost be a model for MindLink Golf, couldn't it?
Well, that's exactly what it is, and what I'm interested in, if we're looking at Pat Perez as a case study and watching him, why he's making this performance, he's obviously done a shift, and I think that back you know, a couple years ago, he was you know, he wasn't looking looking very good as far as his future.
Right.
I'm sure he was quite scared. It got his attention.
Right.
He wasn't sure how he was going to come out after his shoulder surgery. And, you know, and then when he got cut by Callaway, he was upset. And I've heard him talk about how, you know, how motivating it was to kind of you know, prove them wrong.
Right.
And so his desperation created that inspiration, and those are normal things in life. We often have situations that cause us to really put matters into the proper perspective,
right.
And we start to figure things out. And so in this situation, coming out of surgery, Pat made a significant mind shift.
Right.
It got his attention. He wasn't, this desperation created the inspiration,
mm-hmm.
and he got the job done. And right. I think a lot of us are liking the sound that's coming out of his mouth. And liking the fact that I'm still not going to go work out. I think that was pretty cool in today's performance on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I mean, it's really something to hear a guy just basically not apologize for who he is. I mean, you know, in the past, you know, we always hear, we hear so many cliches, and
mm-hmm.
Pat Perez is really the anti-cliche, really. You know, he's just not that guy who you expect to be a stereotypical PGA Tour player.
It's a breath of fresh air,
yeah.
And it's great to see him with this mindset. It's what we do at MindLink Golf, and we're, you know, that's why we're talking about Pat Perez today in this case study. We're going to continue to watch him as a case study and see how he performs in the rest of 2018 season.
Well, conceivably, he could be up for the Ryder Cup by next year, couldn't he?
Well, there's a lot of people saying that he is absolutely on a collision course with the Ryder Cup. Now, you know, he does talk that he is not in the same category of the Dustin Johnsons and the Jordan Spieths. And I think, you know, he likes to play that underdog role, which is smart because he keeps expectations down. He doesn't want to be sucked into the vortex of expectations.
Right.
You know, Pat Perez is a smart guy. He's got it figured out to a large degree, and he's doing it his way, and he's enjoying it.
Yeah, well, in a lot of ways, he reminds me of Charlie Hoffman.
Yeah, well, actually, they were buddies together on the Web.com tour back in, about 17 years ago. They they hung out together, and they played a lot of golf together. They're very similar.
Yeah, well, it's like you say, it's a breath of fresh air watching a guy like Pat Perez, and I think it's probably a good case study, you know, with what you do as well at MindLink Golf, so.
And you know what? Every week, like last week we had no idea we'd have this case study with Pat Perez, and every week there's this content that you and I are going to talk about, Hutch, and these wonderful examples, and we hope that everybody is going to do a little shifting and getting their perspectives in order, their perception on how they play this game is the most important aspect of performance.
Yeah, well. We'll keep an eye on what's happening out on the PGA Tour, whether it's the fall schedule or not. I mean, obviously, there's some good stories coming out there, so we'll stay on it every week.
You betcha, Hutch. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dick.